ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea's Foreign Minister Justin Tuchenko says the Australian government is assisting his country to evacuate its citizens from the United Arab Emirates. This in the wake of the US-Israeli attack on Iran. As PNG does not have a diplomatic presence in Abu Dhabi, Prime Minister James Marape has also written to the President of the UAE to seek his support in safeguarding the well-being of PNG nationals. Foreign Minister Tuchenko says any war is regrettable, but Papua New Guinea is offering moral support to the citizens of Israel and the United States.
All we want in Papua New Guinea is peaceful, harmony society, where our people can live without fear and without favour in a safe and sound environment, free of war and free of harm. What America and Israel have done is a situation in the Middle East which they can only resolve. And unfortunately, the whole world comes to a very difficult situation when this is happening. You know, Papua New Guinea is only a very small part of the jigsaw puzzle that makes up the world that we live in. And we are there to give our moral support to those good citizens of Israel, as well as the United States and those law-abiding citizens. One thing that Papua New Guinea will not support is terrorism and those that back and support terrorism. It clearly shows that Iran is sponsoring and supporting terrorism throughout the region, their region. But also it clearly shows as well that their nuclear capability was increasing and continuing. And the last thing we want in the Pacific, which has had in the past, is nuclear ambitions being, especially from a rogue state or rogue country, being exploited. We've signed up with the Rarotonga Agreement, as well as many others, to stop and ban and totally against nuclear ambitions of any country that would use it for their own personal gains and means and against humanity. We would never support that. Now, for us, we've always supported Israel. And with that as well, we set up our embassy in Jerusalem as one of the first from the South Pacific to do so. We've got most of our staff out already. We've only got our deputy ambassador with his family still there because the borders and the skies are closed due to this war that's going on at the moment.
As we know and as we've seen with any, you know, conflict and war in any region in the world, of course, for many countries, that first thought goes to, you know, citizens who may be affected in these areas. Now, PNG doesn't have a consulate in the United Arab Emirates. So where does that leave the government in terms of getting citizens out of that region and home safely?
Well, Australia has always offered their support and assistance in this regard. And we thank Australia for doing that and offering not only Papua New Guinea but other Pacific Island countries their support to assist them get out of a terrible war zone or a situation that might cause them harm. So we appreciate Australia's olive branch and assistance in supporting our residents. Just matter of fact, our Prime Minister was about 4 weeks ago in UAE. And with that, we are setting up a new embassy in United Arab Emirates as we speak. But unfortunately, now we've put that all on temporarily on hold. Until this situation can be sorted out once and for all.
Papua New Guinea's Foreign Minister Justin Tuchenko on the line from Port Moresby. He was speaking there to Lucy Cooper.